This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 947, how speaking practice earned Ivan an overall 7.5.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You won't want to miss this inspiring episode. Three Keys student Ivan shares how he conquered IELTS and is now accomplishing his dream of completing an MBA in Canada. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. We have a special guest today. Ivan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. Hi, Aubrey. Thank you.
Yes. Where are you from? Where do you live?
Yeah, I'm from Russia and I live in Moscow now. And actually, next year, I hope I will go to Canada for studying.
Okay, and that just became a lot more possible because you just got amazing scores on your IELTS exam. Tell us what scores you received.
Yeah, my last attempt was on 26th of September, and I got 7.5 for listening, 8 for reading, and 2.7s for writing and speaking.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yeah, you posted in Facebook. I was so excited. And we have so many questions for you, right? Our listeners always love to know, how did you get those scores? What was your journey? So we're going to talk about that. But first, that was your third time taking IELTS, correct?
Yeah, it was my third time. However, it was the first time when I tried academic IELTS, because before, two first attempts were general.
Okay, gotcha. So why did you change? Why did you decide to switch to academic IELTS?
First I wanted to go to Canadian Express Entry. However, during that quarantine issues, I understood that that my age, complementing by the huge queue, which is right now, and that's Express Entry system, because they don't accept any candidates for many months now. Mm. And I think the cutoff score will be just sky high. And even with the IELTS 8777, it wouldn't be possible to...
Okay, so logistically, it's getting a little more difficult. You knew you needed higher scores and
and academic. So I decided just to apply a university MBA program next autumn.
Okay, awesome. It's so exciting. Yeah. So give us some specifics. Let's talk about the first two times you took IELTS. Had you signed up for any kind of study system or were you studying on your own? What was your process?
Well, my first attempt was prepared by myself.
Okay.
And I just did some mock tests online, read on official website about the exam, and my first attempt was comparably low, especially for speaking. I got the same 7.5 for listening, 7.5 for reading, and then 6.5 for writing, and only 5.5 for speaking. And
okay.
I wasn't happy, so I sent them that letter for reassessment.
Oh, okay. And did the mark change?
Yeah, they improved my speaking for half a grade.
Okay, so they moved it up to a 6. Why do you think your speaking score was so much lower on those first attempts?
My first attempt was more than a year ago, 1.5 years. And honestly, I had pretty poor speaking because I didn't have any practice before. I work with English. I read a lot in English. However, I didn't have any practice.
Okay, gotcha. So then you signed up for Three Keys IELTS, and let's talk about some specifics in that study system that helped you improve your speaking score. Can you give our listeners some specific advice, things that they could be doing to improve their speaking score?
Well, for speaking, I think the most effective is to speak regularly. The best is if you can find a native speaker or a native tutor. For instance, I subscribed a platform when you can speak with native people, native tutors, and I spoke for, and still speak for 30 minutes a day, every day.
And we're, okay. So you were speaking out loud with another person. Did you ever do any practice just by yourself, speaking out loud, answering speaking question prompts?
Yeah, I many times I started to do that exercise because it is, of course, it's useful. However, I'm not that diligent, and it's really tough.
So for you, you needed that motivation of having another person holding you accountable, making sure you were speaking out loud, because it's true. It's tough to force yourself to take a certain amount of time to just speak out loud.
Yeah, frankly, my motivation was that I already paid money for that subscription for 30 minutes every day. And I just had to speak.
Well, it's amazing how that can motivate us, right? If you're like, okay, I am going to make this investment in myself. I'm going to sign up. And this way I'm committed because I know I've paid the money. Yeah. I want to get the most out of it. It's the same with a study system like Three Keys. Once you make that investment, our students really dig in. They spend the time they need to do the course. I'm sure you found the same thing. And then you see your scores go up as you start to practice these strategies.
Right. If you want to jog every day, they just buy expensive shoes.
Exactly.
For running.
Right. And then you're like, I spent all this money on the shoes. I have to go running now. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a really good metaphor. I love it. So, okay. What about your writing score also really went up? What in the Three Keys system helped you improve your writing score?
Well, my writing was actually originally not low, and with the Three Keys system I improved it even more, because what I get from there is that simple strategy, simple templates with really great introductions and conclusions, which you just puts into your essay and don't think about this at all, and focus on the main idea, the main paragraphs.
Yes, right? These template sentences that give you the framework so that you can organize a very high quality, high scoring essay, and then you can focus more on the ideas and vocabulary and everything to strengthen it from there.
Right. And by the way, my last attempt was computer IELTS, and there were some differences. So what exactly the course helped me with computer IELTS is that I used that technique to highlight keywords in reading and in listening. And I saw that other people around didn't do the same.
They didn't know they could use those functions, right?
I think they just had no idea that they can use it.
Or if they realize they're on test day that they have this option, because they're not used to practicing with it, they might not trust themselves. They're worried they'll waste time, and so they just don't use it. You had the advantage of having taken the computer-based Three Keys system and be able to practice those functions in advance.
Yeah, and it's really great to know beforehand what can you do, what should you do on exam.
Yeah, so for our listeners, for any of you out there who don't know, Jessica actually took the computer-based exam so that she could know every difference between paper-based and computer-based. We did quite a few episodes on it, so you go to our blog and search computer exam and get all of those details. But based on that, we created a computer based three keys IELTS course. So anyone who is preparing to take the computer exam, we did it because so many students were asking for this because they didn't feel prepared to take the computer based course. If all of the courses out there are preparing people for paper based, right? So yeah, we created that course. We're the only ones who have it, and it's fantastic. So that's nice to know. I'm glad to hear from you that that worked for you, that you felt prepared to use all of those functions, which can really save time on test day. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. You may be in the same situation Ivan was just a couple of weeks ago, where you've taken the IELTS exam more than once and can't get the scores you need. You need a study system with a study plan that is guaranteed to improve your scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys to sign up for the three keys system. It's based on Jessica's 14 years of examiner experience and has everything you need to get your scores and move on with your life. So go to allearsenglish.com/keys.
Yeah, and another tip, another feature of those different types of exams is that it's extremely important if you prepare for paper-based exam, you should write everything on paper, not on your computer. And
yes.
If you prepare for a computer version, it's crucial to be able to type fast without typos. And it was my problem, even with typing a lot on an everyday basis. On the exam, I found that I did a lot of typos because I was in a hurry. And actually, I finished my essay in 30 minutes, and then in 25 minutes, I finished part one question about graph description, and I have 5 minutes to check my spelling and vocabulary.
No, that's a really good point, though, that if you are taking paper-based tests, the paper-based test, yes, you should be handwriting your essays because that's what you're going to have to do. But if you're taking computer-delivered, you need to practice typing. And we realize that word processing software, most of what we use, auto-corrects for us, right? It proofreads our spelling mistakes and we get really lazy. And you don't have that option on IELTS. It's not going to highlight your misspelled words. So you have to be practicing typing without those helps, so that you can correct your own mistakes and recognize your own typos.
Right. And in that 5 minutes, I found about six typos just in a short graph description. And I was just so nervous about this that probably there are even more mistakes, which I haven't got.
Well, it's so good that you left time to check, though, because that is so vital that you practice timing yourself so that you leave time to proofread and check your essay. You want to look for spelling mistakes, repeated vocabulary, right? Especially mistakes with transitions, because those will affect grammar and cohesion coherence score. So all of these things you were learning in Three Keys IELTS to look for, and why that time to check your essay is so important. It sounds like that really helped you on test day.
Yeah, and for a computer, I also suggest you to, if you have time, to study typing without looking on a keyboard, with looking on a screen, because I don't have this skill, and I think this is why I made so many typos. It's not mistakes. I knew how to write correctly, but it's just because of fast typing.
Gotcha. It's so fascinating. My kids, I've talked to them because they don't have any kind of keyboarding or typing class in school. And I did. And so I memorized touch typing where I don't have to look and I can type quite fast. But they don't. They have to write an essay for school and they're looking for every letter and typing with two fingers. And it's so slow. So you're right. If you aren't students out there, if you're taking the computer-based test and you can't type without looking at the letters and you're typing quite slow, go to typing.com. You know, take a keyboarding class and definitely improve your typing speed, because that you don't have time to waste on test day. You need to be able to type very fast.
I guess there are even games for typing.
Yes, definitely.
For fast typing. Yeah.
Is there a website that you like to use for improving your typing speed?
No, I haven't. I haven't tried it, but I just know that there are some.
Yes,
I remember
there are
from
quite
my childhood.
There were
some games we played.
Well, thank you so much, Ivan, for joining us. Congratulations again on the amazing scores you got. Good luck with your process getting to Canada and doing your MBA. I know you're going to do awesome. I bet it feels like such a relief to be past IELTS, that you got the scores you need and you can move on with your goals.
Yeah, you don't have that pressure of IELTS exam and can do in your free time whatever you want.
Exactly, right? So everyone listening, you want to be where Ivan is. So get a study system so you can organize your time and get all the strategies you need to get past this test. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys, K-E-Y-S, to get into 3 Keys IELTS. Thank you again, Ivan, for coming and chatting with us. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.